We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, Harmonious viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, HSAT 5 and HSAT 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Ciet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Besikan Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. In Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Aserna. In Nkongsamba, Channel 54 on MJSAT. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, Channel 45 on VizioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quirigura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galerada Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vesión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia. in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos, in Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV, in Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV, and in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central, Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Punca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Bayemi, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Tongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guoshong Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyun'an Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhad Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzorg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV, in Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin, in Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company, and in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on SunPower Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in TK Province, and Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampua Boyai, Channel 70 on Boyai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, German scientists help develop software which may assist in protecting endangered great apes. In health news, American researchers find that cigarette bans have no adverse effects on the economy. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring Beirut for the ethical treatment of animals, which is dedicated to protecting our co-inhabitants in Lebanon. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, September 26, is the birthday of the Prime Minister of India, His Excellency Dr. Manmohan Singh, born in 1932. His Excellency has been dedicated to eco-development in the nation with efforts toward areas including alternative energy, maintaining the Himalayan ecosystem, and preparing for climate change. To further assist in halting the effects caused by global warming, the Prime Minister's Council on Climate Change approved Green India, an initiative to double the area of the already existing 5 million hectares of forest area in the country. In 2010, Prime Minister Singh was honored with the World Statesman Award by the United States-based Appeal of Conscience Foundation. Our respectful appreciation, Your Excellency, Dr. Manmohan Singh, for your commitment to India and the Earth. May you celebrate a very joyful and blessed birthday in the company of loved ones.
Fly-in news, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief news from USA. As the state of Texas continued to endure record drought and high temperatures, wildfires fueled by hot winds have scorched many parts of the state. The largest of the blazes, the Bastrop County Complex Fire, became the most destructive in the state's history, claiming two lives, destroying over 1,550 homes and consuming more than 34,000 acres.
Upon first hearing of the damaging fires, Supreme Master Qinghai had on September 6 donated $20,000 for urgent items. With all her love and sorrowful prayers, as she requested that our association members please go to assist those most in need. After checking with local officials, our association members from Houston and Austin centers began relief work on September 18th, traveling to one of the worst hit areas where the residents' mobile homes had been engulfed. The victims, who had nothing left, said they had no idea what they would do at this time.
Burn up. 1,500 houses.
Yeah, 1,500 houses.
The relief team found that although many victims were staying in hotels, they would likely have to leave within weeks due to government funds running out. Our association members thus prepared 200 packages, including sleeping bags, towels, toothpaste, toothbrushes, and other personal hygiene items, as well as preparing vegan meal boxes to distribute. The relief recipients were very touched and expressed their thankfulness for Supreme Master Qinghai's love and generous support.
Yeah, I just want to say thank you to the Supreme Master Qinghai relief team. They came all the way down here to Bastrop, Texas, here in our time of devastation. We are just totally blessed that you guys just wanted to come out to express love. You can see that I'm gaining weight as we speak right now through the vegan dinner that you guys have so wonderfully prepared for us. We're just psyched up that the Supreme Master Qinghai would care enough to even invest money in a little town that she has probably never even heard of until this time before the fire. And so I just want y'all to know that the relief team has been a big blessing, and you have really touched our hearts, and we just feel like we have made new friends. Thank you.
We too are grateful for Supreme Master Qinghai's detailed care and for the efforts of our association's relief team. Our prayers that the regularity of daily life is soon restored to the fire-affected people of Texas, and that such devastations are minimized through our more attentive care of the ecosphere.
Over 30,000 families displaced by Philippine floods. As of Saturday, September 24th, flood sweeping the southern Philippine province of Maguindanao on Mindanao Island had claimed at least one life and displaced over 150,000 people. The fatality was a 13-year-old boy who drowned at the Pagalongan River. Meanwhile, although municipal and provincial social workers rushed to attend to the flood affected, a number of the displaced had to set up their own tents along the national highway as evacuation centers could not accommodate them all. As some 16 low-lying towns had been submerged after days of torrential rains, crews of soldiers and policemen worked to clear waterways and prevent floodwaters from rising further.
Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our association members please check with local officials to see if help is needed and to go, if possible, to offer aid to the most desperate. She also said that emergency funds of $15,000 sent with all her love and prayers are available. This amount could acquire $203,000 in urgent items if purchased in the United States based on the cost of living in the Philippines. We are thankful for the diligent efforts of the Philippine officials and personnel to relieve the flood conditions, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her loving support. May such weather extremes subside as we care more considerately for all beings as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
muốn tìm kho trời đâu sẵn có, tung khắp núi rừng trời đông lạnh gió, chúng sạc sơ lông cành tả tơi tiềm muốn đem bao phần ăn ngon bộ cho đám mèo hoang ôm đòi lang thang, sống lén lút trong miếu đền hoang cổ ngày nắng đêm yêu tùy võ ta thương xót nhiều nay. Lòng Bồ Tát chắc sẽ buồn muôn thuở khiếu trần gian, nguyện ước sẽ khôn thân. Ta quỳ xuống lòng muốn tin có Chúa, tạo dựng lại hành tinh,
be a veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet.
Day 485.
Be vegan. Supreme Master Qinghai.
Interfaith leaders convene for Korean Conference of Religion for Peace. Following a visit made earlier in September by South Korean Buddhist monks to the North, a 24-member delegation representing seven major religious groups traveled from South Korea to spend 4 days with their counterparts in Pyongyang. South Korean Archbishop Kim Hee-jung said that a shared goal was to contribute, even in small part, to the uniting of hearts and a new chapter of reconciliation as both groups agreed to encourage the faithful in their countries toward the ideal of peace. At the meeting's conclusion on Saturday, September 24th, the participants also stated that they planned to continue with future discussions to further the cooperation between North Korea's Ecumenical Council and South Korea's Religious Council for Peace. Our appreciation, religious leaders of North and South Korea, for your caring efforts and prayers. Blessed be such a united spirit of faith in fostering harmony for all across the Korean Peninsula.
Alexis or Vietnamese mathematician receives premier prize. Renowned Alexis mathematician Dr. Hoàng Thuy was honored as the first ever recipient of the Constantine Caratteridori Prize for his pioneering work and contribution in the field of analysis, known as global optimization. Dr. Hoàng is one of the two founders of the organization Vietnamese Mathematics and has published over 160 referee journal and conference articles. He has been recognized internationally, having received honorable doctorates from Sweden's University of Linköping and France's University of Rouen, and he continues to serve at the Vietnamese Academy of Science and Technology. Congratulations, Dr. Hoàng Thuy, on this honor celebrating your life's work. May you continue for many more years as a shining pride of the mathematics and Alexis community in illuminating the world of math and science with your gifted contributions.
Save our planet. Following calls from environmental organizations and members of parliament for a halt to the construction of a military academy in Jordan's Burgash Forest, the government has decided as of mid-September 2011 to maintain the region as a recreation area, thus preserving the forest and its century-old trees.
Save our planet. Just months after thousands of yellow and drum bass were found perished in the region, thousands of white bass on September 20th, 2011, were discovered similarly lifeless in the Little Maumelle River of Arkansas, USA, where officials state that the cause was likely suffocation due to reduced oxygen levels from temperature change.
Hi, I'm Hee-Haw the Donkey, and I live naturally on a plant-based diet. Today, I have a tip to share from beloved Supreme Master Ching Hai. If your dogs are old or ill, unable to stand up and walk on tiles or vinyl floor, please provide them with a carpet or rubber rug for an easy grip, enabling them to avoid falling and hurting themselves. A slanted carpeted walk board instead of stair steps is also helpful as they get older or infirmed. Many thanks for your care and love. Our sincere appreciation, forever thoughtful Supreme Master Ching Hai, for this compassionate idea. Also, thank you, animal-loving viewers, for tuning in. Thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, the weather around the world.
animal welfare news, German scientists help protect endangered great apes with facial recognition software. Researchers at the Fraunhofer Institutes for Integrated Circuits and Digital Media Technology and the Max Planck Institute for Evolutionary Anthropology are jointly developing the software. The system would assist the rangers in distinguishing between individual apes. This would allow for a more accurate understanding of how a population is recovering in the wild. In addition, audio signals made by the apes can also be analyzed. Kudos participating scientists at the Fraunhofer Institutes for Integrated Circuits and Digital Media Technology and the Max Planck Institute for Evolutionary Anthropology on your innovation. May new advancements aid us in safeguarding precious animal cohabitants and ensuring their long and happy survival.
In health news, American researchers find that cigarette bans have no adverse effects on the economy. Dr. Ellen Hahn from the University of Kentucky and Dr. Mark Piles from College of Charleston in South Carolina conducted a study to evaluate the consequences of smoke-free laws in rural and urban communities of Kentucky and Ohio, USA. They examined the employment data of hospitality and accommodation service businesses between 2001 and 2009. The results show that economic performance did not decrease after the implementation of anti-tobacco legislation. Our thankfulness, Dr. Ellen Hahn and Dr. Mark Piles, for this informative research. May all people adopt healthful ways, including a smoke-free lifestyle, for a vibrant and prosperous future. Ahead on Noteworthy News is a series of Shining World Leadership presenting Beirut for Ethical Treatment of Animals, which has found homes for over 800 canine and feline friends. We'll take a quick exercise and be right back. Please stay tuned for more Foresighted News on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, progressive news for a forward-thinking world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment on Beirut for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, which has rescued approximately 500 stray and mistreated dogs and cats.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Beirut for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or BETA, is dedicated to protecting animals in Lebanon and helping them to have happy lives. Founded in 2004, the nonprofit has established the nation's first shelter for canine and feline friends. More than 1,500 stray and mistreated dogs and cats have been rescued by the organization.
BETA has also placed over 800 canines and felines with caring families. Furthermore, approximately 1,800 animal friends have been spayed or neutered. In addition, primates including baboons and vervet monkeys were rescued and relocated to a primate sanctuary in South Wales.
To help bring the public's awareness to animals needing homes and the possibility of volunteering at the shelter, BETA has created a website which can be accessed at www.betalebanon.org. The organization also shares information through local campaigns about responsible guardianship of our animal friends. Our heartfelt gratitude, Beirut, for the ethical treatment of animals, for your assistance to our innocent co-inhabitants. May all animal friends be ever more honored and cherished.
For their noble work, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Beirut for the ethical treatment of animals with the Shining World Compassion Award and $10,000 with gratitude and love.
Let's now enjoy some humor with a joke told in Gaelic, a language spoken in Ireland, Scotland, and the Isle of Man. It is entitled Math Homework.
Dirt on Vintar, Duh Han Kin Moor, Dainta Algot, it over Walia Derenok, Anna Va, Dirt on Dalta, Teshgrav Maher, Tashla, Vierm A Yain of May Fame.
And now for our viewers' heartlines on Tala al Badru al Yana, a Muslim poem set to music which can also be accessed in our online archives.
One of the most beautiful songs ever, Julio from Trinidad and Tobago.
I really love this.
June from Pakistan.
Gracious Coolio and June, thank you for your warm comments. May all sincere seekers be abundantly blessed by the divine. With our best wishes and heaven's love.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your presence on Noteworthy News.
May your heart rejoice in the infinite glory of God's benediction.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
As Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Sen announces a formal end to military intervention in a territory dispute with Thailand, he and former Thai Premier Somchai Wongsawat go on to lead teams of players from both countries that engage in a friendly soccer match of football diplomacy.
In meetings together, Bolivian President Evo Morales and visiting Chinese Premier Hui Liangyu pledge continued cooperation and enhancement of their countries' amicable relations as they sign agreements in the areas of trade, culture, education, health, science, and technology.
Ghana's Ministry of Employment and Social Welfare announces plans to continue reducing child labor on cacao farms as part of a government mission that has already seen 12,000 children removed from the farms since 2006.
Addressing the 66th United Nations General Assembly in New York, USA, President Nursultan Nazarbayev of Kazakhstan, whose country has voluntarily renounced the use of nuclear weapons, calls for all countries to do the same toward the goal of a nuclear-free world.
Uket Woldehana of Kentucky, USA, and her daughter, Sahin, are saved by their canine companions, Toya and Little Bit, as the rescue pit bull and chihuahua mix woke and alerted them of the fire in their home in time for all of them to escape safely.
Legendary Chinese basketball star Yao Ming and British entrepreneur Sir Richard Branson join in a campaign calling for the people of China to halt their consumption of shark fin soup to save the marine animals from extinction.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.